Hello there, everyone, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Hooked on Sport. Not often we put a bonus episode together, but when an extraordinary South Australian achieves an extraordinary thing, we get the microphones out to make sure that we cover it as it deserves to have been. Ben Hook with you, with me, Sophie Hilditch. Soph, I'm getting exhausted just thinking about our next guest and her incredible achievement.
I know, Hookie. I'm so excited to speak to our next athlete. She has just done an amazing job this weekend, and I'm incredibly exhausted just thinking about it. So how about you go ahead and introduce her?
At her first attempt at a 42-kilometre marathon race, she has taken out the famed Melbourne Marathon in the remarkable time of 2 hours, 30 minutes and 42 seconds. And just 24 hours after that stunning run, she has been good enough to join us. Her name is Caitlin Adams, and she's here with us now. Caitlin, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be joining you today. It really is fresh off the back of the win, and it hasn't really sunk in yet, but I'm just trying to lap up like every, you know, opportunity and really reflect on it. It was such an awesome day yesterday.
24 hours on, I saw your finish and you look like you are absolutely enjoying the moment. 24 hours on, how was the body pulled up?
Yeah, the body's a bit sore. Like I had an early morning flight to get back to Adelaide today. And so I'm lacking a little bit of sleep, especially with, you know, how early the marathon start is and all those pre-race nerves and sort of bad sleep that you get leading in. But the body is, it's actually feeling not too bad, but I'm not really walking properly. Like going up and down stairs is a real struggle. My quads and my calves are really shot right now, but I did expect to have, you know, much worse sort of blisters and some broken toenails and things like that. And I've come away pretty unscathed in that regard. So pleasantly surprised.
Caitlin, I noticed that you're a school teacher. You're teaching, I believe, at Mitcham Girls, and you're working on the second floor. So I guess the biggest fear you've got is walking up those stairs tomorrow morning.
Yes, definitely. I was fortunate to get today off, which I think was really helpful. It's obviously the first day of term, but the last thing I wanted to be doing was, you know, going, you know, back to reality after I just won like the biggest race of my life and having to deal with my body as well. But yeah, definitely tomorrow will be interesting. My office is on the second floor. The stairs will be like quite painful, but it will also be good to, you know, catch up with a lot of my workmates there and like debrief the race, because I know a lot of them were following along and really pumped with the result. But yeah, it's almost feel like a bit, I don't know, like Hannah Montana in a way, where you've got that double life, working as a teacher for, you know, like 5 days a week. And then everything outside of school hours is dedicated to being, you know, the best athlete I can be. So it is really tiring. It's a juggle, but, you know, I seem to manage it like pretty well going into this race, and it paid off. So I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, surely the lead up with the school holidays might have helped a little bit. But how do you juggle it? How do you be a school teacher and then you're running all these events at the same time?
Yeah, look, the school holidays was perfect timing. I was really able to taper into that and relax and make sure that I was doing all the little things like going and seeing, you know, last minute sort of podiatry and physio appointments and, you know, getting my nutrition sorted and lots of sleep. So that was fantastic for the race. In terms of every other, you know, week, it can be a struggle. It's quite tiring, but I think I manage it quite well in just, you know, having a training program that allows me to do both. I mean, ideally, I would love to spend more time running and dedicate more time to the sport, but we know in athletics, unless you're at the top, very top, and winning major medals and, you know, making teams quite regularly, it's quite hard to make a living from that. And I really do enjoy teaching, but yeah, at the moment, I do have to sort of juggle both, and majority of my energy sort of goes into, you know, running and just making sure that I'm fueling properly. I think just that's the main thing, really, like getting enough sleep, fueling properly, making sure I've got meals prepped when I go to work. And then as soon as I leave, like I'm getting into that training mindset. And, you know, I try to keep things quite reasonable and not do too much through the week that's going to sort of push me over the edge and risk sort of sickness or just a little bit of fatigue and burnout. So I think I've it certainly was a bit of a juggle, especially last year. But I think this year I've really found like quite a nice balance with the amount of running I'm doing each week and then with work. And I think like looking at the races that I've been able to do this year and the success that I've had, I think it's working quite well for me. So I'm really fortunate to my school as well, just to being so for being so flexible and allowing me to have, you know, I'm part-time, so I have certain days off that allow for me to go to training in the mornings and make sure I can like fuel and recover after that. So yeah, this year's been working quite well with that, which is good.
Caitlin, you're selling yourself a little bit short here. You've been amongst the Australian elite runners for the best part of a decade now, so it was no surprise to see you on debut put in a really outstanding marathon performance. But 2 hours 30 and winner, was that beyond even your own expectations?
Yeah, look, I think it was the perfect day. I mean, I knew that there was a chance when I decided to do the marathon a couple of months ago that I would have a shot, a real shot at winning it. Looking at the field and, you know, I stacked up pretty well against a lot of those ladies that were running and, you know, had sort of beaten them in recent head-to-heads on different distances on the road, like such as the half marathon and things like that. So I thought, look, like if I can nail everything, I think I have a good shot at winning. But I also didn't want to put too much pressure on myself because, I mean, I think with the marathon, it's not really about you versus the field, it's you versus the distance and all of those other girls. Well, a lot of them were a lot more experienced than me. And, you know, some of them have been to the Olympics, like you had Millie Clark, she's been to Rio, she's so, you know, such an amazing athlete and has an amazing PB to her name. And then you've got Sarah Klein, who went to the world champs only a couple of weeks ago. So I knew that these girls have run a marathon, they know how to feel, they know what to do. Whereas for me, it was such an unknown. I had so many questions that I want answered, and you can only really do that when you do the marathon for the first time. So it was definitely quite nerve-wracking the days leading in. Like I knew sort of what was at stake and what was on the line, but I was confident that I had prepared as much as I could. Like I was seeing my sports dietitian Bryce, and we had like a really good plan in place for, you know, the pre-race carb loading and then taking in gels and liquid during the race. And then I also was really fortunate to have three amazing pacemakers. So Cam, who's a training partner, Jack Trengove, who we all know who Jack is, he used to play for the AFL, and he's Jess's brother, and then of course Jess as well, who's just one of the marathon greats in our country. So I was so lucky to have them help me out, and I'm really like thankful, because a couple of weeks ago I wasn't sure if I'd even have a personal pacer. So to then have three and have them run for as long as they did, and I mean Jack finished the race and ended up getting a PB himself, which is amazing. So yeah, I just think it was the most perfect debut experience, and I probably went in a little bit more conservative with the pace just because I knew, you know, like if I don't mess this up, there's a real shot at winning, and then I'll know what I need to improve upon and how quick I can go maybe in the next marathon.
It's incredible to have that team of South Australians, straight up South Australians, helping you pace. And I know
so
Izzy Bat Doyle actually won the half marathon. What's happening in South Australia at the moment with the running? It's just incredible. Is it that camaraderie? Like, I mean, Jess Trengove, having her to help pace you, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even had another South Aussie guy win the 10K, so Adam Goddard. So I think SA took home 3 out of the 6 titles yesterday, which is just incredible for a small state. And I think you can see that in the last few years, we've been really building towards being, you know, one of the strongest, I guess, like distance running states in Australia. We've got a lot of really awesome teams here, like a wide range of coaches, and I think also just having some role models, especially in, you know, Izzy and Jess, who's just been around and killing it for so long, we're able to look up to them and say, you know, we can do this. Like there is someone that is paving the way for us to, you know, be great marathoners and distance runners. And I really have to credit Jess for a lot of that. And it was just like, you know, who gets to say that they had you know, Jess Stenson paced them in the marathon when she's still, you know, in her like career and running better than ever. It was amazing that she was able to jump in. You know, she did Sydney Marathon a few weeks ago and was just so selfless in wanting to come and help me have, like a really good experience with the distance. So yeah, it's just amazing. Like SA is really on fire at the moment.
At 28 years of age, Caitlin, you are one of the absolute babies in women's marathon running. The girls all seem to peak maybe another decade on from where you are right now. So 2:30 at 28 years of age, are you starting to think about, gee, where could this potentially take you in the next decade to 15 years?
Absolutely. I think that's the really exciting thing is, you know, I've been in this sport for a long time now and had some really great ups and some really, you know, low downs with it all. And I think I got to the point in the last couple of years where I wasn't really, you know, burning out. I still love the sport, but I felt like I was getting not so much bored, but that I wasn't really like cracking into some of the times or, you know, some of the placings in certain races that I thought I was capable of. And I think this year has been a real year of just like trialing, you know, new distances and really getting excited about different races that I hadn't done before. So in Melbourne a year ago, I debuted in the half and ran a pretty solid time there. But this year was probably took that next step up when I came second in the Gold Coast Half Marathon, which was also the Australian Championships. And so that sort of gave me a lot of confidence, especially in the longer distances. And I thought, look, I'm 28 now. Like it's still, we've seen like we've got amazing marathon women who can, you know, stay in the game to their late 40s and they're still killing it. So I know that I've got a long career ahead of me, but I also thought, look, 28, I think that's a really good time to debut. And I didn't really want to leave it much longer. I was just really excited by, you know, these longer distances and just like seeing where I could go with that. And I think I've always been someone that has, you know, fared a lot better over sort of cross country or road races. The longer it gets, the better. So I think looking at my career in the past, all sort of signs were pointing towards marathon. It was just a matter of when I decided to do it. And I'm really happy that I chose Melbourne to do that this year.
Yeah, just an amazing Trengove, as you said. So Izzy Bat-Doyle has been amazing at marathon level. Tara Palm was at the World Championships, another South Australian only a couple of weeks ago, and now you, Caitlin, is a winner of the Melbourne Marathon. You talk about excitement. I've got to say, it looked like you really lapped up that lap at in the MCG at the end, blowing kisses to the crowd. Sophie will probably make the point that I did my own marathon a couple of months ago. I can guarantee you I didn't feel anything like blowing kisses to the crowd in the last couple of 100 meters. I was almost crawling my way home. But, gee, you look fresh for someone who just peeled off 42.195.
Yeah, look, that's, you know, entering the MCG and, you know, running, I guess, that 200 to 300 meters around the G and then finishing and like with the biggest crowd there. That was just incredible. And I think it was just total like euphoria when I entered and the crowd was going nuts. And I knew that I'd have like so many teammates and family at the finish line. And look, like in the past couple of years, I've seen, you know, people like Jen and, you know, Izzy and Jess and all these women, you know, win either Melbourne Marathon or Melbourne Half Marathon. And, you know, there's videos of them crossing the line and really getting involved with the crowd and just lapping it up. And I thought, man, like, I want to have one of those memories. That I want that to be me. I really want to like soak it up if I do get an opportunity, because who knows when you get that next opportunity to be breaking the tape, especially at Melbourne Marathon, which is such an iconic event, and in the MCG, which not many people get to do. So as soon as I entered that stadium, I just sort of thought to myself, look, I'm going to wave to the crowd. I'm going to put my hands up. I'm going to blow them kisses. I just want to really like enjoy this moment, because, yeah, I just know how much hard work I'd put into that and how many people were there to support. So I really owed it to myself and to others to lap that up.
And just a lot of your friends on the finish line as well, which must have been extra special.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, a lot of our group, like Team Tempo, we always make the trek over to Melbourne every year and run various distances, and they'd all finish their races and were waiting for me at the finish line. And then I had my coach, Adam Diddick. He was on the bike handing me drinks throughout the race, and he was able to get there at the finish. And same with my partner, Lockie Scott, who also runs and coaches at Team Tempo. So it was super special to have him there. Jess pulled out at 20k when she stopped. That was kind of when she stopped pacing me there, and then she said, look, I'm going to jog back to the finish. And I just remember thinking, gee, like we're out at St Kilda pretty much. That's it. When you're not racing, that's a fair trek back. But yeah, she got back in time, and Cam as well, he pulled out at 30K. You know, he made his way back there, and like I said, Jack was just behind me running his own PB. So it was so special to just have all of them in the stadium when I crossed. It was quite funny. Like, I crossed the finish line, and then there were a bunch of media and cameras around, and they were just sort of snapping shots. And then after what felt like, you know, a couple of minutes of me standing there holding up the banner and just like smiling, it kind of almost got a little bit awkward. I felt like I had a bit of imposter syndrome, where I was sort of thinking, oh my gosh, there's all these cameras. Why do they want to take photos of me? Like, is anyone else here? And then at that point, you know, Lockie broke through and gave me a big hug, and the rest of my teammates came through as well. And that was really special to share with them. And I think there are some pretty cool like videos and photos of that. And I'll really cherish that, because every one of them was a part of the journey. They've seen the training that's been put in. They've helped with bottles. They've helped encourage. Like, it was just so amazing to have them there. Like, I'll love that memory forever. And of course, like, my parents being in the crowd too, that was so special.
Yeah, well, you're definitely not an imposter. You definitely deserve to be exactly where you are. And I did see your parents at the finish line, and I know your mum was there with you. How special was it to see your parents there?
Oh, that was, yeah, super special. They love Melbourne. They've been over to watch me, you know, win the 10K before and to debut in the half last year. So it was a no-brainer for them to do the drive all the way from the country where they live in Wallaroo and go to Melbourne and just make a whole weekend of it. And I know Mum, like, she's a really emotional person, as you probably saw. I mean, as most people would be if their, you know, child had just won a huge race. So she was definitely feeling it in the days leading in, I think, and was getting nervous for me and just really excited. So I think, yeah, she was pretty overwhelmed with the achievement at the end there, and it was just great to be able to see them. And I'm so glad. I don't know who let them through the barrier, but I think someone realized that they were my parents and gave them, you know, passes to be on the field. So it was really nice to actually have them there rather than sort of stuck behind the gates.
When is the ceremony for you to receive the keys to the city of Wallaroo, Caitlin? You're probably their best ever product right now. They've had some great, you know, grains and all sorts of things have been grown out of the York Peninsula, but Caitlin Adams might be the pick of the lot.
we do have a few great sports people, so I don't know if I'd be the pick of the bunch there, but yeah, I'm certainly rubbing shoulders with some awesome sports people that have come out of, you know, York Peninsula and Wallaroo and Kadena especially. So I don't get back home too often nowadays, but it does still hold like a special place in my heart, as you know, where I grew up for the first 18 years of my life. And it's really nice. I've had people, you know, friends from high school that I haven't seen in years, like, reach out and message me. And I just sort of, yeah, realized how big a deal this actually is. You know, everyone, like I said, with the running boom, like, everyone is, you know, wanting to run these races. And I think the more of the general public that actually get into these road races, the better. It's they're understanding, you know, why we all love running and how beneficial it can be for your body and your mental health. And I think also just realizing like what it takes to, you know, run a 2:30 marathon. Like, when they do one themselves, they can sort of reflect on their own performance and have like goals that they can chase as well. So I guess that's a bit of a long-winded answer, but I think it's really cool to connect to the running community and also my, you know, community back at home, and just like, yeah, chat to people and hear from people that I haven't spoken to in a while. It's great.
We're talking about, you are a country girl, but you moved to Adelaide, I'm assuming for your university studies. But what house did you move into? Because I'm pretty sure it was a pretty impressive running house.
Yeah, so when I was 18, I actually moved in with Jess Stenson and her partner Dylan, who also is a runner. He's more of a mid-distance athlete, 800 metres, very good himself too, but he definitely gets overshadowed by Jess. And so I think that was, yeah, it was just like amazing, because I was so young, and, you know, that was the year that Jess was gearing up for the Rio 2016 Olympics. And, you know, being in a house of athletes, I was able to just sort of follow what they were doing and, you know, just I'd looked up to Jess my whole career, so to live with her was pretty surreal, and then just to see how she went about things and conducted herself as an elite athlete has really sort of helped me in my career. And we're such great friends because of it, and we've sort of grown up with each other now for the better part of, you know, 15 years, and she's one of my closest friends, and it's just so amazing to be so close with someone who's such an incredible athlete and to get to train with them and have them support you and vice versa. So yeah, that was a pretty cool house to live in.
Didn't you spend a bit of time living in a house with Isaac Hayne and Maddie Clark as well?
Just Isaac Hayne, yes.
Right.
That was my second rental experience, was with my partner Lockie and a couple of other boys that we run with, and also Isaac Hayne. So again, I've lived in a few houses with some, yeah, pretty good athletes, but I think we all sort of rub off on each other when that happens. You know, we're all sort of going for jogs together and, you know, getting lifts with each other to go to training, and similar lifestyles, bedtimes, like, you know, cooking meals together. I think it really helps us become, you know, better athletes and better people.
You have lived the life. I think you've even been working for Max Stevens at the running company in your uni job out there on Unley Road as well. Yes. Just one more I'm thinking of, Caitlin, and what you have done, what Izzy Bat Doyle has done, what Jess Stenson has been able to achieve, and Tara Palm as well. The Adelaide Marathon probably struggles a bit by comparison to some of the great events that you've been running in recent times. Are we due for South Australia to try and invest in some more prestige in the Adelaide Marathon when measured against the amount of quality athletes we boast now?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that has been spoken about in running circles for the last couple of years. I think that Adelaide Marathon Festival could really capitalise on this running boom at the moment. And, I mean, I'm no expert in what it takes to run a mass running event where you have to sort of pay to shut down, you know, have road closures and sponsors and that sort of thing. But looking at Adelaide, we've got some awesome sort of role models and athletes who could promote the event, and we've got a really flat city. I think that we could create, you know, a marathon event that is super fast, and then anything that's really fast is going to bring elite athletes from all over the country. And yeah, so I really hope that's in the cards for Adelaide's future, because yeah, like I said, we've got an incredible city. It's really flat, it can be fast, we've got some great athletes that can be ambassadors, and really I love racing things like the City to Bay, because it's great to just be able to stay at home and, you know, do your normal routine and then have friends and family at the finish line and also running alongside you. So hopefully in the future we can see Adelaide Marathon expand and, you know, shut down some of those main roads and become one of Australia's premier events.
Well said, Caitlin. And look, it's not just the girls as well, is it? Steve McKenna was second in the men's event, who's sort of cut his teeth in triathlons but is running some incredibly good marathon times as well. So we've certainly got some exciting young boys and men who are getting it done on that side as well. And I would love to see a huge Adelaide Marathon come together as well. I think that'd be something really special. Caitlin, we are so proud, mate. It is just incredible what you have achieved. You and I, we have something in common. We have both won marathon under our belt. I decided to spend an extra 2 hours over mine. I wanted to, you know, savor it and enjoy it. You tried to get yours over in an absolute hurry. But in all seriousness, it is incredible to add you to our list of champion marathon runners here in South Australia, Sophie and I. Soph, I'm sure you are just so blown away and so proud by what Caitlin's done.
Yeah, incredibly proud of you, Caitlin. Huge congratulations. I can't even imagine running a marathon full stop. So you've won your first one. That's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be really tough topping this feeling in my debut marathon experience. Everything went really well, but I have the marathon bug and I'm really excited, you know, hopefully early next year to jump into another marathon and really now know what it's all about and what I can improve upon. I think there's definitely a faster time there. So yeah, hopefully, yeah, you'll be seeing a lot more of me in marathons in years to come.
Well done, Caitlin. I hope the students at Mitcham Girls are behaving themselves tomorrow.
Yes, me too. No, it'll be good. It'll be good to see everyone.
Caitlin Adams, the Melbourne Marathon Women's Champion, our guest. Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.